Yeah, the animals and minerals all have group souls of which they're connected with. And these group souls are connected to a higher soul and so on. So there are many potential monads in the animal, mineral and vegetable kingdoms, but they're controlled by a group soul. Now, you're controlled by an individual soul or angel or soul. But the animals and the lower kingdoms are controlled by a group soul. So the group soul is divided into many parts that control the various lower kingdoms. Like for the mineral, you may have a spiritual essence incarnated into a mountain, for instance. Wouldn't be incarnated into a rock or anything, but it would be incarnated in something like a mountain or the Grand Canyon or something like that. And then you'll have one larger group soul that's incarnated into all the minerals of the earth, but this is subdivided into many different lesser group souls. And all these are nourishing the mineral kingdom to be transferred into the vegetable. And the vegetable kingdom is controlled by a group soul also, which is interesting. And he points out that this group soul, the soul of the vegetables and animals, is on the astral level. Like after death, they go to an astral level, and humans, the human kingdom, goes to the mental. Now, the mental plane is composed of seven subplanes. Our lower mind is on the lower three. Now, most people just operate on the lower three, but the higher four subplanes of the mind are where paradise is, what's called in the Bible paradise, or the kingdom of the souls. And so that's where our soul or angel is that we're connected with. But the ones connected with the lower kingdoms are on the astral plane, which is governed by feeling. And feeling, when you look at the animals and the vegetables, and also to the minerals to a degree, they're all, none of them operate on the plane of the mind, but they all are subject to feeling. Even plants. Plants, you ever walk by a plant and feel like, hey, don't ignore me. You ever get that feeling? Yeah, Sue does. She's nodding her head. It's because your plants are actually feel things. Now, they're not thinking the way that they do, that we do, but they feel, and feeling is associated with the astral plane. Okay. Now, on speaking of the spiritual hierarchy, he makes this statement. So I read a couple weeks ago to the group. It's a really good one, though. Speaking of the spiritual hierarchy that's directly above us, this hierarchy is composed of those who have triumphed over matter, who have achieved the goal by the very self-same steps that individuals tread today. These spiritual personalities, these adepts and masters, have wrestled and fought for victory and mastery upon the physical plane, and have struggled with miasmas, fogs, dangers, troubles, sorrows, and pains of everyday living. They have trodden every step of the path of suffering, have undergone every experience, have surmounted every difficulty, and have won out. These elder brothers of the race have one and all undergone the crucifixion of the personal self, and know that utter renunciation of all which is the lot of the aspirants at this time. There is no phase of agony, no rendering sacrifice, no via dolorosa they have not in their time trodden, and herein lies the right to serve and the strength of the method to their appeal. And to this he adds this, the recognition of hierarchical status, which is, in the last analysis, the relation of the lesser to the greater, of the weaker to the stronger, of the more experienced to the less experienced. Thereby, the sense of protection is developed, which is the working out of the one form of the love aspect in the universe. Makes an interesting statement here. Thereby, this sense of protection is developed. So the ones that are farther ahead of us on the path have this sense of protecting those and nurturing those that are behind them on the path. And this goes back to the meaning of the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus means Savior, and Christ means anointed. So the name of Jesus Christ means anointed to save or anointed to deliver. Deliver is the more exact translation. So the person farther along on the hierarchy is anointed to deliver you, who is maybe not as far along on the path. And that is the true meaning of taking upon yourself the name of Jesus Christ. If you're progressed on the path, you look back and find people that don't know what you know or have not achieved what you've achieved, and you seek to help them. That's the true meaning of taking upon yourself the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, he says this, the workers or adepts concerned with the evolution of the human family comprise 63, if the three great lords are counted, in making 9 times 7 necessary for the work. Of these, 49 work exoterically, which means outwardly with humanity, if it might be so expressed, and 14 esoterically, which means from the invisible realms.
Behind the veil.
Yeah. Being more concerned with subjective manifestation. Not many of their names are known to the public, nor would it be wise in many cases to reveal who they are, or where they dwelt, and what is their particular sphere of activity. So these are interesting numbers. There's 63 masters that we know about, according to him, in the spiritual hierarchy. And he says this is produced by 9 times 7. Now, he gives molecular numbers in relation to the hierarchy. There's 9 groups of 7, yet the ones that are revealed to us are the Christ and 12 associates, which is a molecule, okay, a spiritual molecule. So the number 7 and 12 and 24 are very powerful molecular numbers that keep appearing in his writings. So there's 49 that work with us, and but there's only 13 whose names are actually given. Now this DK adds this about the 49. The hierarchy works through 7 major ashrams and their affiliated ashrams, and these 7, which are the 49, represent in their totality the 7 rays and their sub-rays, and are the custodians, transmitters, and distributors of 7 ray energies to the planetary centers, to those in the fourth kingdom of nature as they gradually unfold over the eons, and then via these to the 7 centers in the individual man. And what's the fourth kingdom in nature?
It's us.
Yeah, that's humanity.
Very
so, so they work through the 7 rays to send energies to humanity as a whole, and then it filters down to the 7 chakras in your system. So this is stepping down again and again. Now these beings that attain the Master of Wisdom at the fifth initiation, at this point, DK says this, they either preserve the old body in which they took the fifth initiation, or else they build a Maya Varupa, or body of Maya, of physical substance. This body will appear in the original form in which they took initiation. Okay, does anyone know what a Maya Varupa is?
The body that you create out of etheric matter.
Yeah. Okay, so these 49 masters, they are all in physical bodies, but they're either in bodies that they had, that they extended the life of when they were achieved the fifth initiation, or the quality of a master. Now, DK tells us that he's in a body that's over 200 years old. He's in this, at least when he wrote this. He's presently in a body that's over 200 years old, but he's extended the life of his regular physical body that he was born with. But others, maybe they die and are buried, but they still pass the fifth initiation. They will, if they pass the fifth initiation, they have power to create a Maya Varupa. Now, some teachings indicate that this is what happened with the Christ, that he actually created a Maya Varupa. The Course in Miracles teacher gives an interesting account about this, that that he did not resurrect his actual body that was in the tomb. It says that he did is he distanced himself from it, and his body just disappeared. And then he created a body by the power of his mind to appear to the apostles. So that would have been the same thing that DK talks about creating Maya Varupa. So according to A Course in Miracles, he actually created a Maya Varupa to appear to the apostles. And the Maya Varupa is a body created from the permanent atom that's in the physical body. Because each physical body has one thing. It's called a permanent atom. It may not be exactly an atom, the atom of the scientist. He doesn't really explain it 100%. It sounds like it is more like some type of cell. And it's located in the causal body, and where your soul is linked. And this has the memory of all your bodies. And if you achieve a certain degree of attainment, you can actually use this. It's like has all the programming. It's like when you have a computer, if you're playing a game, you can make some character appear that's your avatar or something. When the master realizes that this whole existence we're in is an illusion. It's created by thought, but it is not a true reality. And when this realization is reached, then the master can make his body disappear, or he can make it reappear as a Maya Varupa. He can, if he's achieves it while he's in the physical body before he dies, he can just extend his life. And this is the case of the guy that wrote all this stuff, named Dwal Cool. He's a master that's around 200 years old now, and he says he's one of the younger masters. Nickname for him is the Messenger of the Gods. In other words, He has a talent of writing and a tremendous knowledge of the rays, and so they use him for a messenger boy, so to speak, to put all the thoughts of the hierarchy into writing that was delivered through Madame Blavatsky as well as Alice A. Bailey.
Through We have an indication that he is in the same body that he achieved the fifth then.
We don't have any revelation on it that's reliable since about 1949. But he says that they will have a conclave in 2025. And what year is it now? 2025, where they will meet. The master, the spiritual hierarchy will all gather, and they're going to discuss what's going to happen in the next 100 years and exactly what type of revelation they're going to give out. So we can expect some type of major revelation sometime in the next few years, would be my guess. They're going to make a decision this year, but that doesn't mean everything's going to happen this year. It could be several years down the road before the results of that decision materialize.
Well, they have to assess the condition of human consciousness at this time.
Yeah.
And then plan what would be needed.